In 1940, Donna Reed from Denison, Iowa, went from Iowa farm girl to movie starlet almost overnight. So much is made of the sacrifice many stars must make before they achieve stardom. Donna Reed was spared that, and in her first 5 years in the business, she made 20 films, including such classics as It's a Wonderful Life and The Picture of Dorian Gray. Her pace of movie making slowed to 6 films in the next 5 years, but the best was yet to come. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland. Bassett, Nebraska's hometown, welcomes you.
The quality of education in Bassett is very good.
The teachers in Bassett will find more time to be with your children. That means more help when needed and more time for inspiration and laughs. They are getting the same quality education you might find in the big city, but there are more opportunities to participate in Bassett.
Classes are smaller, so there is more one-on-one time.
Visit www.bassettnebr.com. This message is brought to you in part by Commercial Bank in Bassett. Donna Reed called 1953 her year. She made 5 films and in one took a part that was designed to allow her to break out of her purity image. It was the star-studded film From Here to Eternity with Burt Lancaster and Deborah Carr. In supporting roles beside Donna Reed were Frank Sinatra and Montgomery Clift. She startled her Denison friends with the role of Alma the prostitute. Most of the film industry rose to their collective feet when she was nominated for and received an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress. Oddly, many studio executives were miffed. Donna Reed had hoped to develop new roles after her Oscar win, but the studios continued to offer the same kinds of, as she put it, goody-two-shoes roles. She was 33 and was beginning to see the end to her film career. After From Here to Eternity, she made 12 more films in the next 7 years, but apparently felt something was lacking. She wanted more control and better parts. In the 50s, television was beginning to attract movie and radio stars. Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, and Jack Benny had made transitions into the media. Donna began to field offers for a series, but she wasn't happy with the situation comedies that were presented. That is until she and her husband, Tony Owen, conceived of the sitcom The Donna Reed Show. In it, she would play the part of a doctor's wife who was happily married and raising children. In 1958, the show debuted and was a huge success. It wasn't long, and women all over the country were trying to copy Donna Reed's style in coping with family life. Children who watched dreamed of their mom being like Donna Reed. She said in later interviews there was a lot of stress in knowing that she was a role model to millions in the TV show. In fact, she often wished that she could handle life's bumps in real life as her TV character could. Being a television star had an unexpected downside for Donna Reed. Though she went into millions of people's homes each week, the film career was nearly over. She only made 3 more films, The Whole Truth in 1958, Pepe in 1960, and Yellow-Haired Summer in 1974, which was never released. The studio executives bluntly told her that she was a television actress now, and they had no parts for her. During that time, television and the movies were feuding. Most thought the film industry would soon go the way of vaudeville, and the resulting short-sighted bickering between the two giant industries left many stars in limbo. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland. Please visit my website at www.javtv.com. There you'll find videos of many communities of the Heartland. You'll learn of their histories and their current commitment to growth. Also, if you'd like to drop me a line, you'll find my contact information on my webpage. I'm Doug Johnson, and this is Stories of the Heartland.